We can
keep it down.
Thank you. The Trey Atkinson, the director, whatever his title is for SEPA, will be here and giving his viewpoints on this. So anyone here that has an interest is certainly welcome to attend.
That's on the 10th?
The 10th.
On the 10th of September. It'll be right at the very beginning of the meeting at a community presentation.
I think that's what we need.
Yes.
I'd just like to take a moment and address the assembly. Thank you. Rhonda Christian of Thomas Bay Power Authority, and I'm wearing the hat, and this is what I'm talking about. I'm a proud and honored city and borough of Wrangell employee for 11 years at Thomas Bay Power Authority. I would hope that this assembly, because I do notice that a lot of people are not up to date with everything that's going on in the energy field. I'm very proud to work for Thomas Bay. Thomas Bay Power Authority has done a wonderful job as an operator for the city and borough of Wrangell and Petersburg. There's been a lot of stuff going on, mainly with the financials recently. Mr. Nichols is correct. However, it's happened before in the past, things have changed. What I shared at the SEPA meeting a few months ago, I can't remember the exact date, but what I shared at the SEPA meeting, they had no idea what I did. I am your O&M worker. I don't just do your numbers, I just don't do your books. I sharpen your chainsaws, I work your RTU, I do your SCADA. I work with all the guys at Atai, I order all your items. And I do all your books with 11 years with no deviations. Jeff and I have worked very closely together with financials on a monthly basis. So I am your O&M worker. I'm not the worker I was when I first started for Thomas Bay. When I first started for Thomas Bay, we were doing a lot of non-net billable. When I say non-net billable, I'm speaking of the commission in particular. They were going up to Washington, D.C. They were going up to the state of Alaska. They were looking for funding. They were looking for your energy, as outlined in your ordinance. They were looking for future energy. As a matter of fact, Mr. Paul Anderson obtained $3.2 million, which has now been relocated. Since that time, there hasn't been a lot of energy looked for, and we've gone from four dam pool to Southeast Alaska Power Agency. During the last 4 years, there's been a huge change and turnover. I do take care of all of SEPA's financials for Thomas Bay Power Authority as a contractor, and we account code, FERC account code, correctly. And so when things have come up with changes, we are doing them correctly. The 539 accounting fee, as Mr. Nichols was just speaking about, is correct. We went through an issue here this last year in January, Jeff will remember, regarding my billable wages, which were O&M. They were not billable. They were account coded correctly and properly. There's no class on FERC account coding. But what I have done on behalf of my cities that I represent and that I take care of is I've taken the accounting for it very seriously, and I've educated myself because there's been no financial education for that with the help of Mr. Jeff J. Bush and Carl Thrift, who created the outline of the FERC account coding that we're using at Thomas Bay Power Authority. So there's a lot going on, guys, and you're not aware of everything. Don't expect you to be aware of everything. But listen to your general manager. Listen to your past general managers. The commission doesn't even know everything going on within the office. The only time we see them is once a month, once every couple months, and things come up and we give them all the reports they want, and that's it. So the things where it's happening, moving and shaking is at the operations. Those guys out at the Taiyi plant are amazing. We have a brushing crew that exceeds no other. We have a general manager and a good thing in place on behalf of the communities that we serve. There is absolutely no reason to get rid of us, as there have been discussion. Mr. Jack had mentioned there's been a lot of discussion. I actually haven't heard any, except for on the SEPA side and a little tiny bit here and there that, you know, the rumors go around that I try not to listen to. At the last meeting of the SEPA meeting, which you guys haven't gotten a SEPA representative here giving you an update in a long time, putting the cards on the table here, guys. When was the last time you got a Southeast Alaska Power Agency report from your representative that goes there to represent our community. I can't remember either. But I have been at those meetings. I have listened to those meetings. We're looking at paying diesel cost and splitting that between our communities. You're looking at discussion. At the meetings, they're talking about not getting back any more rebates. And you know why? Because you guys are getting the rebates back. They can't get the money from the state of Alaska. It's stated at their own meeting. I was like, what? I mean, have you guys been told about that? Those rebates are a big thing, and those rebates should be offsetting the cost of your 6.8. You know, I'm just going all out there. I've got nothing to lose now. You guys need to know what's going on. If you want to know, come ask. Come talk to us. Don't make a rash decision without having everything together. There's no reason to. There's no reason to. The operator's not costing you guys really anything. Except we're talking non-billable right now. Which everybody thinks is me. I'm not non-billable. I do very little work for this commission any longer. And there is two parts. There's Thomas Bay Power Authority, and there's Thomas Bay Power Authority Commission, which you guys are governed by ordinance. So I guess where I want to go here is I'm very proud for who I work for. I'm very honored. We provide you energy. You guys can flip that switch on and have no care. When things go down, our guys out of Tyee are working their fannies off, making sure you guys got what you need here at the lowest cost rate per kilowatt. It's really great that we're all together, and it's nice that we're able to help Ketchikan with our natural resource. It's nice to share that stuff. I like that good feeling, too, if we're all getting along and sharing. But there comes a cost, a time and a place, and for business purposes, that we need to also keep focused on. This isn't just a feel-good thing. As much as we love getting along with everybody, we need to take care of Wrangell. Wrangell is where we need. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Wrangell seems to always get, excuse the mouth, screwed. But we always seem to screw ourselves. Doesn't need to be that way. We're smart, intelligent people that can make sound, rational decisions. And energy is what you need. Cost of rates go up, things are going to change drastically in this community. And Mick was right in mentioning about SEPA. SEPA is a private entity. They're not a governmental entity. So what the email that I read, and my disconcert, because no one's ever talked to me about being given to SEPA. Not that I wouldn't be proud to work for them, but I'm a City of Wrangell and Borough employee. No one has any authority to give me away or my services. There is a reason I work for the city. I am proud to work for the city. And I'm honored in what I do and the work I do. Southeast Alaska Power Agency is an awesome agency. They've got a lot of neat stuff going. And there are really neat things going on. It's powerful in Southeast Alaska. We're very fortunate to have them. But we're also very fortunate to have KPU doing Swan and Bailey. And you're more than fortunate to have Thomas Bay doing Tyee. We are all needed to make this happen. You put things under one, you're going to lose full control. In my opinion, you've already sold the farm. Don't get rid of the cattle, too. You guys need to have a say. And we've lost a lot already. And right now, I don't know if any of you guys have been to a SEPA meeting and how they induct everybody. When you guys appoint somebody to sit at that SEPA, have any one of you watched their attorney indoctrinate everybody? They now work for SEPA. You will answer to SEPA. Your cities may appoint you to be here. They say this. They said it right here at the Nolan Center. Your cities may appoint you to be here, but you work for SEPA. You're here with SEPA, and they can get rid of you. A couple of years ago, I remember we had a SEPA board member that wanted removed. They didn't allow you. A government agency, you allowed a private agency, don't stop in the middle of the day, but you allowed a private agency to tell a government agency that you couldn't remove your person and put somebody in that you thought would be more capable. just some few things to think about. We would love to get together and have a workshop with you. Would love to have any one of you come out to the plant, see what we got going on and what we do. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You did bring up a point that had been discussed earlier about, I was under the impression that we would have a presentation from our representative or
we need one
on the SEPA board, and that has not come about.
Kim?
I'm not sure what the assembly wants to do about that. Do you have anything?
I did send him an email, and he said he was going to be here with a report, and I have nothing.
We would like a report emailed. I mean, I think we've given him plenty of opportunity time.
Yeah.
Ample time, and we have, and I have heard this information coming out, and if we have to start sharing the cost of diesel, that's going to be just pathetically.
That was stated as
I know, I get that. Yeah.
Personally, I don't think our representative is working at the best interest of the community of Wrangell. At least he's not informing us if he is.
This is one of the reasons that I wanted the Energy Committee. This is one of the reasons I wanted the due diligence done and for Wrangell to start it so we could have these discussions. And what my main concern in this whole thing when I started that was what I see is Wrangell losing his voice. And Petersburg is losing his voice. They by not paying their fair share, they're backing down, and what they don't realize is they're losing their voice. And once you lose your voice, you have nothing.
Petersburg is backing down immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have.
And
I think that this council needs to have a representative go over there to them and sit and have some discussions with them. I've had a discussion or two with the city manager, but we need to do it council to council. And my big concern in the future was that the problems that we've had seeing with SEPA and stuff, it's not that I've ever come out and said that we need to get rid of them, but I've said we need to do our due diligence. And that means to review everything and maybe form restructure for their organization or whatever we do. As communities together, Wrangell and Petersburg, if they decide to join back together like they should, we'll have a strong voice. Without a strong voice, we'll lose it. We won't have any representation, and we will be paying diesel, and we will be doing higher rates, and we will be doing some other things which are going to be detrimental in the future. And that's always been my concern. So,
do you guys realize you remember the $10 million, what it was called?
Self-insurance.
The $10 million self-insurance level that they had. There's $2 million missing from that. That was real.
I'm going to have to cut you off, Jim, for to sit in the audience and speak. I let you go over.
Do you want me to go back up?
No, I let you have. Normally, we limit it to 5 minutes per person.
Okay,
and you went quite a bit over 5 minutes. And so, if you have something further to impart to the assembly, do it in writing if you would at this time.
Okay, the last words that I will say, Mr. Mayor, is sometimes you can't say things that need to be said in 5 minutes. I think that's where this assembly.
That's why I allowed you to go over.
I wasn't aware of a 5 minute rule. And again, sometimes 5 minutes is not enough to say what needs to be said that you guys needed to hear. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
We used to have a set of rules that gave us the time limits and stuff. Because I'm just questioning this. I didn't know there was a 5 minute limit on time. I thought it was open and only when the discussion comes around.
When we have a large audience and a large
people. Yeah, a large audience, and that's the only time they were ever controlled it. They can speak as long as they want, unless there was a large audience, and then they could designate time. Time was essential.
Again, no disrespect. I just felt to me that this assembly really needs to know what's going on. You guys don't have January to 5 December. Minutes. It's not enough to make a sound decision, sir.
They've served 1 year term.
This assembly, I for one, and I'm sure I can speak for the rest of them, are not going to make this decision tonight, or any decision tonight. And in fact, like Assembly Member Stowe said, we formed a energy committee to deal with this and to gather information and that, so the Assembly can make an informed decision. Not just from one person, not from Thomas Bay, or just from SEPA, or Petersburg, but all the communities involved, to gather all this information so we can make an informed decision.
I'm not arguing that, sir.
And, you know, and all... And we'd like to have everybody have a say.
But we need our...
Because we're not making an informed decision if we don't listen to everybody.
I completely understand. And I'm not asking you to make a decision. I'm just made the comment that 5 minutes is not enough sometimes to hear everything you need to hear. I completely understand. And I look forward to the report from your Energy Committee. Would love to be part of that. I do try to make a point being part of energy and looking out for my community in which I serve to be part of all energy conversations, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. On this matter, too, you know, there was this letter from Trey Atkinson and that, when they're coming to speak. Assembly Member Christian mentioned it right during his report that House Bill 152, and this letter from Trey Atkinson is basically talking about PERS and that, which if House Bill 152 passes, it will make quite a bit of difference in how that's dealt with. So, you know, that's an item, that letter basically is outdated. So, and it may be, you know, that they don't pass it, and who knows? But anyway, you know, we're not, there's another thing that, you know, would make a whole lot of difference about what happened there, too. So, and I don't think anybody in this assembly is prepared to commit to that right at this time. Anyone else have any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, we'll move on to 13F, approval to dispose of city surplus property.
Move to approve the items listed as surplus, that these items be advertised for bid as required under Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060, and to authorize the borough manager to dispose of any items not on bid in a manner in the best interest of the city.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, acceptance of the memorandum of understanding between City of Borough Wrangell and the Wrangell Cooperative Association.
Move to approve non-funding obligation memorandum of understanding between Wrangell Cooperative Association and the Borough of Wrangell, which will expire on August 8th, 2014, unless renewed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Jeff, could you speak to this for the audience?
WCA, Wrangell Cooperative Association, brought this to us. And I think basically what it is a cooperative agreement that in it, it says things like we will share ideas and information on common things. There is no funding obligations in it. It's we've already done several things with them where there was projects that benefited both the city and them. They've done a great job with getting funding for streets, the Pine Street that goes up to the T&H housing. You know, that was paid by by them, money that they can access. We're working on Weber Street, which is where Taylor's Music is, and the street that goes up there. I believe that will be done next year. And so it's, and there's other things we've worked with them on, and I think it's just a agreement saying that, you know, kind of who they can contact to, you know, their contact point. There's just a bunch of things like that, but it's just to make sure we're working together on different projects that are good for the community. And again, there's no funding obligations. If there is anything like that, that would come in a separate agreement of any kind. So I think it's certainly a good thing to support and be part of.
Thank you.
I think these letters of MOUs have crossed in front of us before. And I think one of the reasons it comes back is they put ending dates on them. And I think it's been a good thing to do.
Yes, for a one-year period. That's the other thing.
And so right. They do them at a one-year period.
Any further discussion?
Assembly Member Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H is approval of the letter of support to transfer 2 million acres of Tongass Timberland to the state of Alaska. This was requested to be on the agenda by Assembly Member Christian, so I will let you speak to that.
Actually, Your Honor, actually George Woodbury approached me about this, and I'd actually heard about the state, the Governor Purnell's effort to increase the state forest in southeast Alaska, and had the federal government, I think, complete their transfer the remaining, I don't know if it's actually 2 million acres, but I know there's a remaining acreage that's supposed to be transferred for the state. And so this is the state's effort to get support to get that final acreage from the federal government. And of course, it would help support what, you know, the state, small state forests that we have, and we have one mill in operation still. And hopefully we might keep some type of timber industry in southeast Alaska. And this is just a draft letter. I believe you also emailed it to Kim in electronic form, too. Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Can I just have clarification on something? That is this how you want it to be sent? The letter that you brought me?
I believe so, if we just... Yes, I think so, just on the City and Borough letterhead, and individual letters, of course, sent to Representative Young and the rest. Yeah. Just having them to support the bill in the, at the federal level.
All three of them. Exactly.
Okay. Yes?
I said none.
No. Item 14, attorneys file. You have that included in your packet. Question on that? Item 15, executive session. We have now item 16. The journal assembly meeting at 8:44 p.m.